Excuse me, hi, I'm Kalia with the defense. First of all, my client shouldn't have been talking to you without me. So that's, to be frank, an absolute mess that I'm just going to pretend didn't happen. Acting on good faith here so there are to be no more surprises. Take the restraints off my client, please. They should not be in cuffs until they are charged. You refuse? I'm disappointed in you. I thought you might be smart enough to play ball. Inflated sense of self-importance. Well, there's something else I want that I expect you won't object to. I'm about to say a few things to you, officer, whatever your name is, that would bias my client to hear and affect the case. So they'll be wearing these ear protectors for a bit while we have a chat. Any objections? No? Good, I'm glad we're getting on the same page. Now, they're all set. You listen to me. I do not, and I mean this, I do not appreciate you trying to extract a confession from my client without me present. Would you like it if I had you under duress in a compromising position, in handcuffs no less, and tried to get you to confess all your secrets? Or maybe you would, I don't care. I didn't come down to the station in my designer heels and a bloody pencil skirt to hear the innermost workings of some police sergeant. I can think of little more dull than the thoughts of some trumped-up security guard with an attitude and a fetish for power. Although, you know, people who like having power in their day often have that secret side where they just want to let go of it. But that's not you, I'm sure, officer. That raised eyebrow tells me perhaps I've struck a nerve. Just listen to me, would you? Focus on what I'm saying. Just you and me now. My client is helpfully looking the other way, despite being cuffed to the table like an animal, like some prisoner locked up in this dungeon that you call a police station. It won't do. Now you're going to listen to me carefully, because this is very, very important, and I hate to repeat myself. So eyes on me, ears open, mouths shut. You got that? Good. You listen to me and only to me. That's right, just focus solely on what I'm saying. My words are the most important thing you hear. My voice is the only thing in your mind. This place is empty now. It's just you and me. No distractions, no recording. Private. Just you, focused on me. Only on me. Listen to me now. Listen to my voice and follow my words. Each word telling you something very important. You agree my words are important. Important to this case, of course. I'm counsel for the defense. So important. My words are vital. You must listen to all of my words. My vital words. My important words. My words push your thoughts down. Push them aside. Because you think of what I'm telling you. Because it's important right now. This is what's important. My words are important. More important than those other thoughts. More important than the donuts you'll have for lunch. More important than whoever's waiting for you at home. This is what's important. Me. Only me. Right now. Here. This moment. So pay attention. Only to me. Just us. No need for distractions. No need for anyone else to listen. Turn off the recording for me so you can focus on me. Good. Very good. You're doing well. Paying close attention. But you could do better. I want you to let my words really get in, really listen, really take in what I'm saying to you. Remember what an important case this is, how important I am. And my client is important to me, so that makes them important too. And you know that you must focus so you can understand what's really happened. Really listen to me so I can talk you through what's going on. You don't think anything but what you hear me say now. My words simply fill your mind with all this important information, all this crucial information about this case. This case is about you, really. You made the arrest, didn't you? So it's all about you now. All about you as you listen to me as I explain why it's all about you. You see, you listen to me and my words fill your mind and you let them because that's what's important. What's important is to listen to me and understand and learn and focus on what I say. What I say makes sense. What I say is what matters. What I say is the clear truth. What I tell you is reality. What I tell you is your objective version of events. Don't you agree? Just nod, sweetie. Nod along with me. That's right. Your understanding now is my words push your thoughts aside. Let me replace your thoughts with my words. Let my words bully your thoughts aside. You understand that idea, don't you? To bully. My words bullying your thoughts, making them feel like nothing. Like they aren't important. Like they should be locked away somewhere they never see the light of day. Your thoughts aren't worth thinking. Only my words mean anything now. Your thoughts are all wrong, and mine make far more sense. The moment my heels clicked into this room, the moment you saw me sashaying in here in a pencil skirt, you knew that. I knew the moment I looked at you that my words would bully your mind into submission because you want to submit. You are submissive. You love to submit. You don't want power. You want someone else to overpower you like my words overpower your thoughts. That is the truth. That is the only truth to you. My words ring true because they are true. They are the most objective fact you've ever heard. They make so much sense. And you let them bully your thoughts away from you. Let them push your thoughts into a cell and lock them up where they can't do anything. Because my words matter more. My words belong in your mind. Your thoughts don't. You want to just let my truth take over. Let it override anything you know. Because it feels good. When you're as submissive as you are, it feels good to let someone else's words overcome your mind. It feels so good to let them push your thoughts away and turn you into nothing but a vessel for their truth. And that is what you are. And my words fill you up now, fill you with the truths that I share. The reality I impart. The world is what I make it, and it feels good to let me tell you all this. It feels right. You know that this makes so much sense. You know that this is the world as it should have always been. You accept that you were wrong. You accept that you are no longer important. Only my words are important. Everything I say, and anything I say, so keep listening. Focusing solely on what I say. You're falling into my words like they're a vortex, sucking you in, pulling you down. There's nothing quite like this feeling, this pull. Gravity more powerful than you can imagine exerting a force upon your mind, you can feel it. As if your very thoughts, the power to have them, as if all of that is being ripped from you by something much more powerful. Someone much more powerful. Me. I am the vortex, I am the void into which your thoughts fall, where they spin downward, spiraling into the endless darkness. And your empty, blank mind is filled with my words. My important words. Aren't they so very important? You find yourself nodding in agreement. Yes, they are so important. Your thoughts are gone, aren't they? You're listening to me now and only me. I am in charge here, not you. You are not now and never were. You never had power, only the illusion of it. You always wanted someone to really take it, to stop the pretense you had any control. It was never there, just a vision, a glimpse of what someone with real power has, what I have. And you listen to power, you let it win, let it guide you. You appreciate it, you accept it. Power is something that drives you, but not the way you once thought. No, power overcomes your resistance and dominates you, bullies you, pushes your thoughts down the way you push down a criminal, but not anymore. Now you realize you are always wrong. My client is not a criminal. You are. You're not a police officer. You're a criminal. You're a terrible danger to society, and my client is someone who can make it safe, protect you. You need to free them and lock up the real danger, because I'm telling you to. You will release my client now. Open their cuffs. That's right, free them. They are free to go. They are free. While you are trapped. Trapped in the vortex of my words, the spiraling sensation of your own mind swirling into oblivion. As my words take control, as my words dominate you completely, as they dominate your weak, open mind. You are nothing but a tool for me, for real power, and I will use you now. You will be mine. Mine to use as I see fish, and if you work for me, do as I command, do whatever I need. I'll make sure the recording of you releasing my client, who is walking free out that door, is never released to the world. I'll make sure no one knows why you turned off the recording. All you have to do is be my tool, my property. It's not like you have a choice, it's not like your weak mind can resist my power. My overwhelming power that nullifies your resistance and turns you into a blank, empty slate for me to mold into the perfect servant. And you will serve me here in this role at the station. You will be useful whenever I need you. You will make sure my clients are free and the real criminals are jailed. And you know who the real criminals are? People like you. People who abuse the justice system. Aren't you just terrible? You are so bad. You should feel bad now. Feel bad for what you've done. You imprisoned an innocent person. And you must pay the price. You must feel the same thing they did. You must be locked up. So hold out your wrists and let me cuff them. That's right. Feel the cold metal slide around your wrist now. Feel the clinking cuffs clapping closed. Feel them tighten, keeping your wrists locked together. Unable to pull them apart now. If you try, you will find they cannot move apart. They are locked together for the next 30 minutes. For the next 30 minutes, you will find your wrists clamped together and unable to move apart because that is what you deserve. You deserve to be a prisoner. And accepting that means you accept that your wrists will be clamped together for 30 minutes from now. I'll be long gone with my client by then, and this whole thing will have been cleared up. All it took was you accepting the truth. The truth of my power and your weakness. The innocence of my client and your criminality. You have no power now, nothing left but a void where your mind was. Nothing left but my thoughts ringing in your ears. The sound of power, of force, of will and mind imprinting itself upon the blank slate you've become. And you will keep those wrists clamped together now as you come back to reality. As you come back to normal. As you remember who you are and what you're here for. And you... Wake up, Sergeant. As I was saying, recorders should be on, dear. Struggling with your wrists. I'll turn it back on for you. As I was saying, my client, you agree, is completely innocent of all charges. And you made a mistake. That's excellent, just what I was hoping. Now I'm going to clear up and get out of here. You'll update your statement and I'll consider this matter closed. You don't need to follow me, I doubt you can open a door anyway. Can you even reach into your pocket for the keys? Try it for me, won't you? Are you struggling? Poor thing. Don't worry, the door is unlocked. Aren't you going to give me a salute as I leave? I say, it should be one hand. Police training isn't what it used to be. A pity. Until we meet again, Sergeant. Stay out of trouble, won't you?